fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 20th day of January. This morning, we're honored to have Deputy Hendricks with us to do the pledge. Therefore, everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. Turn over to you, Deputy.
Good morning, John and Captain Kirk. Please join me as I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well done, Deputy. Any updates on COVID deaths in your neighborhood, sir?
Not. Haven't heard to me about any more deaths. I do continue to hear about, as I mentioned last week, my friend in the Mobile area over there, that's the EMT. She said they're getting calls to the extent that they cannot keep up with them now. And she normally works, you know, Monday through Friday because she's moved into kind of the admin side. But she's been volunteering to help out. She worked, you know, Monday, which is supposed to have been a holiday, and she's working a Saturday and or Sunday just to try to help keep up with the number of calls they're getting now. And she says most of them are related to people getting the booster or the shot.
Right, right. That was going to be my next question. Yeah, go ahead.
And also here, there are more and more responses I'm hearing, both from the local PD, of course, the SO, and ambulances are running all over the county. More so than normal. Lifelight continues to come in more than normal to take people out. So it's as we talked about before, it's just definitely on the upswing at this point.
So SO is Sheriff's Office, correct?
Correct. I'm sorry.
All right. So within the first responder community, fire, police, Sheriff's Office, paramedics, ambulance service, hospitals, it's becoming common knowledge that people get the booster and then they get sick and then they die.
Correct. And as I explained last week, I did lose a personal friend, and because when he got the booster, he was... I misspoke and said it was 28 January, but of course it was 28 December. He got shot and he was dead by the 7th of January.
Just a little,
about,
just over a
about
week.
11 days. Right. About 11 days. He was dead. Yeah, it's happening.
Okay, well, anything else?
No, that'll be it. Of course, I appreciate the opportunity to do the pledge, and y'all have a great day out there, and God bless. And look forward to talking to you next week, and, of course, kudzu is key.
Roger that. Thank you, Deputy. Appreciate it. All right. We do have patiently waiting the green room, my friend Kirk. Kirk is the proprietor of Water Revolution, manufacturing a world-class line of water filters, countertop gravity-fed water filters, which we focus on a lot, and whole-house water filters. They not only make the water clean, they also make the water healthy. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Wonderful. Well, sir, you and I will be talking about the events today and how incorporating the Water Revolution filters into your life can help you have the healthy, fun, prosperous, fun, you know, life we all want to have, productive life. You can't be productive if you're not healthy, can you, sir?
No. I think, you know, at this point, I think it's so essential that we're all especially careful about what we eat and drink and what we expose ourselves to. You know, anyone that would believe that the only mechanism for, you know, delivering bad things into the body is this vaccine would be foolish. So much has gone on for so long, and they're only going to accelerate that program. You know, if you believe, as I do, that the end result is to really cull and thin the population, you know, what better way to do it than through the food and water supply and the air supply? We're going to see that increase. I've seen it increase just here in the last little bit. You know, it seems to me like they're trying to get all the stock that's out there gone, you know, off the shelves so that they can bring in the newly produced foodstuffs, which I understand beginning January 1 are going to contain elevated levels of those things that we talk about as being, you know, in this shot. And that's a scary proposition. So, I mean, I would race to the store this afternoon and get as many staples and foodstuffs as you possibly can that you're used to eating to have on hand to try to stave off, you know, what's going to happen. Hopefully there'll be some blowback sufficient to stop it, but there's going to be a period of contamination. I mean, there's no question about that. And anyone that doesn't have the means to filter and purify their own water is really just asking for trouble.
I agree. Well, the average supermarket has a 3-day supply of food on hand at any given time. You know, back in the 50s and probably into the 60s, you know, we didn't have the whole concept of supermarkets was just beginning in the late 50s, early 60s. Before that, there were local grocery stores, much smaller, all of whom had a small warehouse at the back where they stocked the non-perishables and then brought in the perishable food on pretty much a daily basis. And, of course, there are central warehouses that keep all this food. And there's also places that deal with the fresh produce. In St. Louis, my hometown where I grew up, they have what they call Produce Row, where the various vendors selling the produce bring it in and then they sell it to the various supermarkets around town. It's a complex supply chain, to say the least. We take for granted eating fruits and vegetables that come from South America and Mexico as if it's no big deal. It is a big deal. What it takes to grow, harvest, transport food for 1,000, 2,000, 4,000, 5,000 miles is no small thing.
We take it for granted.
We take it for granted.
We do. You know, the parts and things that I get, some of them come from the West Coast, and it's now costing 3 times the price to transport a load from the West Coast to the East Coast than it did even a year ago. 3 times. And one of the factories that I deal with that's out there, I guess I could say more of a warehouse, they've got 80% of their staff out right now due to quote-unquote COVID illness. 80%. Normally, when I submit an order with them, I hear back within, you know, 12 hours. You know, here's the finished order. Do you approve it? We'll set up for the transport. 6 days ago, I submitted an order. And I've had to call back every day for 6 days to try to prompt this thing along. And, I, you know, extrapolate. just think for a second now and extrapolate that out. Now, these are not perishables, okay, that I order. But what if they were, okay? What if we were trying to get, as John suggested, fruits and vegetables and other things transported? I mean, it's going to be an absolute nightmare. It's going to be a mess, folks. I mean, there's no question. You've got this stuff going on now, on again, off again, you know, truckers at the Canadian border. I'm telling you what, okay, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed. But a lot of these folks, when they start to see their buddies and friends, you know, being kicked out of the trucking squad because they're not going to get the shot, a lot of them are just going to go on strike. I know that's what I would do. And you're going to see a shutdown like we've never seen before. Folks, you got to get stocked up, and you got to do it now.
I agree. Well, we have several dichotomies going on. England, as of the last 48 hours or so, is dropping pretty much all the COVID mandates, so the vaccine passports, the masks, and everything. 18 miles away, which I think is how wide the English Channel is, 17, 18 miles, France has just passed very draconian COVID-19 restrictions to the point where if you don't have the COVID vaccination clot shot, you basically become a non-citizen in France.
Right.
Greece is mandating every citizen 60 years and older get the COVID clot shot, or they will have a financial penalty every month if they don't have it. The dollar amounts don't sound that much to Americans, but to a person in Greece, the average person in Greece over the age 60 is not all that well off financially. And these financial penalties will be punishing, absolutely punishing. A friend of mine, and I need to look this up real quick here. He, very dear friend, he sent me something and he looked up just recently about what's going on with these COVID shots. And I found it fascinating to read what he sent me. And I'll have it up here. I think this is it here. Yeah, here it is. It's a list of, it looks like, about a dozen countries, beginning with the highest percentage of people who've had the COVID clot shot vaccination, percentage of population, and then right next to that, the deaths per million, which is all deaths, of course. That would be from car wrecks, heart attacks, died from cancer, and, of course, died from the COVID clot shot. Deaths per million. And it starts with Gibraltar at 100% vaccinated and ends up with Uganda, which is in Central Africa, at 4%. 4 out of 100 people in Uganda have the COVID clot shot. So here we go. This would be very informative. I'm going to put this on my website. I'm going to send this to my webmaster. Gibraltar, 100% vaccinated, deaths per million, 2,968 deaths per million. Portugal, 90% vaccinated, deaths per million, 1,901. Chile, 87% vaccinated, 2,052 per million. Spain, now this is kind of stands out as being different, 82% vaccinated, 704 deaths per million. Then we go to the United Kingdom, 70% vaccinated, 2,231 deaths per million. Now here comes, I've been saying for a couple of weeks now, Kirk, that Israel will cease to exist in 4 years or less. Israel, 65% vaccinated, deaths per million, listen to this, 8,905. Absolutely the highest of all these countries in the list. The highest. United States, 62% vaccinated, deaths per million, 2,558. And I'm not going to read the rest of them because it drops off dramatically after that. You get down to India, Egypt, Kenya. The bottom several there, we got Kenya, Senegal, Somalia, and Uganda, all of which have less than 10% of the population vaccinated. The highest deaths per million would be in let's see, Senegal, 111 people per million deaths. Now, you don't need to be a mathematical genius to see there's something really, really broken here. My heart goes out to the people of Israel. I grew up, part of my adolescence was in a 95% Jewish neighborhood. I still have Jewish friends from that period of time in my life. They don't deserve this. Their government is killing them. You can't lose one third to one half your population and still be a country, which is where our country is going also, by the way. I don't want to see anybody die a needless death, Democrats or otherwise. Woke people or otherwise. They may have bizarre, freakish beliefs, believing that a man can become a woman. That's pretty bizarre and pretty freakish, but they don't deserve death because of their bizarre, freakish beliefs. But that's where we're going. The United States of America will lose about one-fourth of its population, best I can tell. And that's very conservative, extremely conservative. All walks of life, everybody from high school dropouts to men and women with medical degrees. Very few PhDs, by the way. The men and women with PhDs are the highest percentage in our population of people that won't get the clot shot. That should tell you something, shouldn't it, Kirk?
I think so. I think the more research you do, you know, the more evidence becomes clear. And, you know, it's funny because when you start to look at all these individual circumstances that you just quoted, it doesn't really make sense. I mean, it seems like it's all spread out. You know, how could a country like, you know, Great Britain, you know, have the situation they do? They're now moving the needle back the other way. And then, you know, 25 miles away in France, they're moving the needle up. You know, it seems
it's
like
entirely different cultures.
I know it is.
The histories, the cultures are entirely different.
It's just bizarre. The whole situation is just bizarre. I mean, I have two funerals to go to in the next couple of weeks. Both of them, I'm 100% convinced, if not caused by the current situation, we're certainly furthered along, you know, by it. And it's very, very disheartening. I mean, I don't know what it would take to get me to go to the hospital. I don't think I'm going to go, you know, no matter what. I mean, if I break my arm, I think I'm going to set it myself with a broomstick.
Well, while we're on this, we had a discourse yesterday with our gentleman from Philadelphia and about the antifreeze. The antifreeze that they're injecting in people is propylene glycol, not ethylene glycol. It's propylene glycol, the same antifreeze that I sell on my website, the Amsoil manufacturers. Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Teresa Long, MD, who was in charge before she filed her sworn affidavit to Congress, she was in charge of certifying more than 1,000 Army aviators, pilots, fitness to be on flight status. In her sworn affidavit, she asked, if I can paraphrase, why are we injecting antifreeze into human beings? Why are we doing that? Well, allegedly, the propylene glycol is to slow down or stop the blood clots, allegedly. Why would you inject something in your body that causes blood clots and have an additional ingredient to help slow down the blood clots when what you're injecting doesn't work in the first place? It's very dysfunctional and very crazy, isn't it, Kirk?
Well, it is. And, you know, it only makes sense if you begin to believe, you know, that there is definitely a planned movement, you know, to thin out the population, to dumb people down along the way, you know, the slow kill, you know. I mean, wars are almost outdated at this point. There's too many more effective ways, you know, to cause harm in a population.
Well, it's still warfare. You know, warfare, absolutely. Biological warfare is still warfare.
Absolutely.
We have a break. We get back. We're going to talk just a little bit.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Water Revolution Manufacturing. An excellent line. It's an entire line of high-quality water filters. And, well, Kirk, we like to focus on something that will help people in hard times, and that's the ReadyPure countertop gravity feed water filter that performs quite well under all conditions, as long as you got gravity. Of course, the flat earth people will tell you there is no such thing as gravity, by the way. That aside, the ReadyPure, we recommend one for every three adults and one for every five children, don't we, sir?
We do. We do. And you know, because of, as you say, gravity, I like to call it mass displacement. But because of that, the water, because it's heavier than air, is going to flow through from the top compartment to the bottom compartment without the need for electricity to cause pressure. You know, when you turn on your water tap at home, there's a pressurized water stream that comes out. That pressure is caused 99% of the time by electricity. If the electricity stops, there's no more pressure at the tap, and you can't get water. That's number one. Number two, most people have a well, and they have a submersible pump or an air jet pump. And what happens is those pumps require electricity to operate. And if there isn't any electricity, they don't operate. So most of the world that have running water in the house, they can't get it if there isn't any electricity. And that's where these, you know, gravity-fed emergency filters come into place, because you can pour 2 gallons of water into the top compartment, and over time, it's going to drain out through the filtration, the ceramic filtration, into the bottom compartment, and you're going to have 99% purified water in the bottom. We're talking about removal of all biocontaminants, viruses, spores, cysts, you know, 98% plus of a lot of the chemicals that are out there, including the really insidious agricultural runoff, and of course the fluorides. All these things get greatly reduced or removed with this unit. And not only that, but it's got rock solid construction. I mean, we like to call it military grade. So if you're looking for a way to make sure that you can take groundwater or swimming pool water or water from a storage tank on your basement floor and be able to purify that anytime, anywhere, then the ReadyPure is your obvious choice. And we give a $100 discount to all of the John Moore Liberty Man listeners. So take advantage of that while you still can, because I'm here to tell you, a lot of those parts that are used in the construction of that device in particular are going to become unavailable very soon.
Well, we're already seeing supply chain breakdowns. I've mentioned this before. We always have new listeners. I've had nothing but Michelins on my motor vehicles for about 40 years. Nothing. I went to buy some Michelins 2 weeks ago. My current dealer is a nationwide dealer. They have 72 stores spread out over more than 2,000 miles, Michelin tire dealer. They couldn't get what I needed. They simply couldn't. The following week, I was at a Ford dealer talking to the service manager. And he says, John, Michelin can't get the steel for their tires.
Right.
Which I found rather bizarre.
Well, it comes from China.
Well, maybe it does. Now, there is a... I've been gluten-free for more than 20 years. Within a month of going gluten-free, I lost 20 pounds. The only thing that fit was my socks. And so I'm pretty gluten-free, and there's a brand of baked goods called Udis. That's U-D-I-S. It's Uniform Delta India Sierra, that my supermarket manager, he orders for me by the case, frozen. He's been doing this for a number of years, probably 6 or 8 years. It's never taken more than 3 to 6 days to get my Udi's frozen bread. It's been a month. It's been a month, and it still hasn't come in. Last story. A friend of mine was going to change the oil in his truck. He had to go 3 separate auto supply stores just to find quarts of oil that he wanted, a specific type of oil for his motor vehicle. So in case you're not aware of this, ladies and gentlemen, I'm letting you know right now, the supply chain is already breaking down on one hand. On the other, Kirk has inventory in stock ready for immediate shipment, don't you, sir?
We do. The only thing that we're back ordered on right now is our lower antioxidant cartridges, because the frames that we build that unit in are still back ordered. We expect those within the next couple of weeks, but that's the only item. And then there's another item that we use in a refrigerator filter that we're waiting, on delivery, but I've got a substitute part that I'm going to start using until the other one comes in. But and the prices of these parts have gone up, 30% in the last 3 months.
Oh, yeah.
30%.
Well, here's some good news. We've had all this doom and gloom. I had a roofing contractor out to my house to measure my roof, metal roof. And he says, finally, the prices of steel have stabilized, and he expects them to be going down. So it's good news. I'll take good news any place I can get it, won't you, Kirk?
Absolutely.
Here's our break. Give us the phone number.
We can't eat the steel roof.
What's the phone number for ReadyPure?
It's 336-525-1015.
Okay, real good. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call?
but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. That was the Lewis and Clark Fife and Drum Corps, fine group of young men and women in St. Charles County, Missouri, the first capital of Missouri. And their CDs are for sale at my website at thelibertyman.com. My website is thelibertyman.com. I do private consultations. I really look forward to them. It's, for me, it's a lot of fun helping people gain the clarity, get the focus, have the information they need to make major decisions. That's what private consultations are all about. You'll see some new photos at my website. A nice photo of me on my Nomad motorcycle there, right there on my homepage. And new real estate listings will be posted later this week. We're having some internet and time issues with my webmaster. And a new product related to the energy cleaner that will be listed as well soon. I won't be talking about that till we're ready to have that on my website. And, of course, we'll talk to Tom Berryhill about the energy cleaner at the bottom of hour three. So check out my website, thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Kirk, we're talking about the events of the day and, of course, how to incorporate the excellent, high-quality, ready-pure water filter into your inventory will help. And tell people about the discount. It's on each individual filter.
It is. Yeah, it's a $100 off discount on the Ready Pure unit, which, of course, comes with the cartridges and the unit. And that's given to all the Liberty Man listeners. You can access that online by using the coupon code LibertyMan on the website. I think you can go to thelibertyman.com and it automatically applies the discount. Or, of course, when you call and you ask about the ReadyPure, you know, we're going to ask you, you know, how you heard about us. And if you say John Moore and Liberty Man, we're going to give you that discount. So it's pretty exciting.
Right. Well, we don't know what the future holds. I spent my first year as an adult in a war in Vietnam. I got there 2 weeks after my 20th birthday. And I know how bad things can get. So I'll give a possible scenario. Say you and your wife and your family have a safe haven set up 100 miles from the nearest city. And there's a major crisis. And a month later, your wife's brother shows up with his family. They've been on the road under very bad conditions, and they show up. Something that we don't think about, middle-class Americans don't think about very much, is body lice. If you're on the road, basically living as a homeless person for a month, the odds of you acquiring body lice because of the adverse conditions are pretty great. So in that event, you want to have in your inventory the proper medicines and soaps to take care of body lice and head lice and delouse the relatives immediately upon their arrival. Have them stripped down, place all their clothing in plastic bags to be washed, immediately get the anti-lice preparation sprayed from head to toe, and especially focusing on the head, and go straight to the shower to be cleaned up, and then get further medication after the shower is finished. Now, as a young criminal investigator, when I was 25 years old, I had my first exposure to body lice, Kirk. It was shocking. It was disappointing. It was uncomfortable. My first wife was a nurse. She told me how to deal with it. And I did what I just outlined. I got home, stripped down, all the clothing went into a plastic bag, applied the body lice medicine to my body and my hair, went straight to the shower, and then applied the body lice medicine to my body and hair when I got out, and had made sure very hot water and chlorine was used on the clothing. It's something middle-class Americans, it's not part of their lives. I learned very quickly how to not get body lice in the future when I went into places that middle-class Americans simply don't go. As a homicide detective, I went to places that you only see in movies and TV shows. Not very nice places, Kirk, I assure you. And
I've seen some of those places.
Well, I'll give you an example. I went into a home. It had been in the area. It had been below freezing every day, the high temperature below freezing every day for a month. This is in the 70s. We had some really bad winters. There were flies inside the home. Now, flies don't live in below freezing weather. So that means they were living and reproducing inside the home. That told me, as soon as I walked in the house and I saw flies, I knew I was in big trouble. That's just one example. I have in my own personal inventory, I have the proper medications and medicine and so forth to take care of body lice and head lice. Almost none of our listeners do, because that's not the lives they live. They're not exposed to that kind of thing or even think about it. But it's part of the world that it is out there. And if you have loved ones show up at your door, and they've been on the road under harsh conditions, maybe on foot, you have to presume that there's a high likelihood that they have head lice and body lice, Kirk, don't you?
Yep, absolutely.
Not a pleasant thing to think about or talk about, but that's my reality. And
hygiene is pretty important. You know, that's why they stress it so much in basic training. It's one of the first things that you learn when you get into the Army is how serious, you know, personal hygiene.
The majority of casualties in all wars are related to hygiene and illness. Not bombs and bullets. Hygiene and illness is a major cause of injuries and deaths in all wars.
Right. And this is for populations that sometimes are used to, you know, adverse conditions. You know, we've been relatively pampered, as you know, here in the U.S. I mean, most people are not even aware of these things you talk about, body lice and whatnot, because, you know, we live in a chemicalized, you know, a sanitized, you know, type of a situation.
Well,
most of us do. And,
most of us do.
You know, that's going to change very quickly as this supply line starts to tighten. And believe me when I tell you that it will. I was listening to a Canadian trucker yesterday talk about how 80,000 trucking loads are now going to cease to move back and forth across the Canadian border because of this mandate that
our largest trading partner.
Yep.
Canada is our largest trading
80,000 trucking load. And I'm not sure what the time frame was there, but it doesn't really matter if it's a year or a month. It's a lot of stuff that you're just not going to start receiving anymore. And believe me when I tell you that the Biden administration is not going to, you know, sit back and just say okay to this latest bone that we were thrown by the Supreme Court. They're going to find a way to shut down the interstate traffic as well, you know, for people that are not vaccinated or don't have that. You know,
here's a mental picture. A semi-trailer, just a trailer, not the truck, the semi-trailer is 52 feet long. 80,000 of those would be 4,160 feet of trailers.
Times eight.
No.
The volume.
The volume would be
eight
whatever
times
the volume
10.
Of the. And that's just the length.
Right.
I'm not.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So, times eight and then times ten. Right.
Eight times ten. Yeah. Well, yeah. to get the interior volume, you're
right.
Correct. Absolutely.
It's a lot of stuff.
It's a lot of stuff.
Well, it's and then you've got all the ancillary workings that go along with that, right? You've got the money that's spent by the truckers on the road. You've got the gasoline. You've got all these things. And quite frankly, I'm not so sure that this isn't just some kind of an economic scheme to really slow down, you know, the money flow. Because if they can slow down the money flow, the drastic inflation, you know, becomes less visible to most people.
Well, it's the average person, even hardly anybody is aware of the. Let's take a Ford F-150 pickup truck.
Right.
Sitting there in the showroom. People think, well, that came from Ford Motor Company. Well, yeah, it did come from Ford Motor Company. There's, I don't know how many parts are in a Ford F-150. I would say, let's say 10,000, just
right.
for a round number.
Right.
Ford Motor Company manufactures very few of those 10,000 parts.
If any. Right.
Well, if any.
The plastic sleeves that the parts come in, they might manufacture.
Outside vendors manufacture most of the parts that go to a Ford F-150 pickup truck.
Sure.
Hundreds of outside vendors. Same thing for any complex piece of equipment, whether it's a Boeing 777 or whatever it might be. Like here in Steelville, we've got Steelville Manufacturing. They're an outside vendor for Boeing. They're the largest private employer in Steelville, Missouri. Mostly machinists. That's who they hire, a lot of machinists to do the work that needs to be done. All these outside vendors each have their own issues themselves with supply to do what they do. So you have thousands on top of thousands of layers of complexity to make a simple, which is no longer simple, by the way, pickup truck is sitting on a Ford dealership parking lot to be sold. Incredible complexity that we've built for ourselves. So, ladies and gentlemen, with what's coming at us, you need to prepare for the worst and hope for the best. I've done that. I'm prepared for the worst. I've got enough food to feed my daughter's family and myself for 2 years, assuming they get here from 2,000 miles away. So I'm ready. I got the water. I got three sources of electricity to back up when the power grid goes down, and garden seeds and all that kind of stuff. And I also have my Nomad motorcycle. You know, I hope for the best. I'll be able to ride my motorcycle on pleasant days, maybe drive my sports car on pleasant days. So I hope for the best, and I plan for the worst. That's
what
how
is
I
the outlook currently on the real estate where you're at? I know that over the last few months, there's been several deals that have come up, you know, fixer-upper type buildings and things. Is that still the case, or is that?
If it's less than $200,000 and there's no really, really something really bad wrong with it, it'll be sold in 48 hours. The more expensive properties take longer for obvious reasons. That's why it is. The place I bought last fall, it was on the market 14 hours before I wrote a full asking price offer because I knew it would be gone in 48 hours or less. Within 48 hours, there were two men from Pennsylvania here looking at it.
Was it land and property together with a building?
Three acres and a broken down house.
And what kind of house was it? Like a ranch or?
Ranch style with hillbilly carpentry, hillbilly electrical work, hillbilly plumbing. You turn on the cold water, hot water came out.
How many acres?
3 acres.
Oh.
That's a minimum. You're not allowed in Missouri to sell less than 3 acres and have a freestanding septic system, unless it's grandfathered in because it's so old.
I see.
And a leaky roof. I mean, a really bad condition, but a sound structure otherwise. For this place, and my business partner up in Iowa, he was unknown to me. He was going to buy it himself. Sight unseen. Sight unseen, yeah. So it's a hot market in the Arkansas, Missouri Ozarks for a property that's less than $200,000. I was talking to a lady in San Francisco earlier this week. She's a retired IT lady, and she's real interested in moving to Missouri to get away from San Francisco. She's had it with San Francisco.
How far are you away from Arkansas?
It's at the speed limit. It's about a 3-hour drive south.
I see. And is there lakes in your area where you're at now?
Oh, lakes, rivers, ponds. Yeah, we got bridges all over the place. Yeah.
Aren't you offering some real estate things too?
Right now, there's only 4 offerings on my website. There'll be that number will double and triple in the next week or two.
In terms of how many there'll be or how many there
how
won't
many
be?
How many it's going to be, right.
Well,
we're focusing initially on Crawford County, then expanding to Missouri, and then expanding to Arkansas.
Huh. Wow, interesting.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out.
Yep. Well, you're in a good place. I love
You know, it is and it isn't. I mean, it's very clear. You know, it's 6 hours, 5.5 hours from Washington, D.C., which doesn't make me feel comfortable.
No.
And
no.
Then, it's only really an hour outside of Raleigh-Durham,
yeah,
which is not good.
You're east of the Blue Ridge Parkway, too, aren't you?
East of the Blue Ridge Parkway. I am, yes, I think I'm southeast of the Blue Ridge Parkway.
The U.S. Navy says that everything east of the Blue Ridge Parkway will be underwater.
Right.
So that's about a good thing.
And what do you think the catalyst of that's going to be? And if you had to guess,
it will be a pole shift where we have a new equator, and the bulge of water at the current equator gets disrupted and floods all coastal areas worldwide. This has happened about every 3,600 years, going back. Well, we don't know how far back, but a long time.
So you think the catalyst is likely to be a pole shift,
right?
Caused by water content colluded at the equator that's going to flow out?
Right. There's a bulge of water that's over 500 feet above where sea level is measured at Cornwall, England. A bulge of water.
There's a bulge.
Right. Held in place by two things, gravity and the rotation of the Earth.
Hmm.
And this is... this is common knowledge in every university that teaches oceanography. It's not common knowledge for the general public, but that's what will happen, and that's why it will happen.
Wow.
And this has happened multiple times.
That'll be a nasty situation. I'll have to keep my boat ready.
Right. Within recorded history, this has happened several times. Most recent was Moses' evacuation, Exodus out of Egypt, and then there was the Great Flood, and there was times before that. There's lots of evidence of cities underwater worldwide, under the ocean worldwide. Lots of evidence. So, that's what's going to happen. And where you're living will be underwater, according to the U.S. Navy scientists, not according to John Moore, but according to the
Maybe
US
I'll
Navy
get lucky
scientists.
And I can have oceanfront.
Unlikely. Most likely just to be underwater.
I'd have to go and come back, I think, probably, right? Because even if I was at the edge, it would flow past me first, and then it would recede, right?
Well, actually, that's part of it. There'll be a, the technical term is slosh.
Right.
And then once that goes down, the oceans will establish new levels worldwide. We have a break.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Kirk, this hour just flew by, as it typically it does. We covered a lot of territory. And you have about 3 minutes here, sir, to give the most important knowledge that you think these folks should have for the next week, sir. Go ahead.
Well, I think the most important knowledge, without a doubt, is to crack open that King James Bible and start doing some serious, you know, prayer and knowledge acquisition, you know, from the Bible, because that's the only thing that's going to save us. I mean, in this world, the way it works, nobody gets out alive, no matter what the elite might think, you know, about their technocratic visions. And I think that, you know, times are changing, and we have to be prepared, as we always should be. And when it comes to water, you know, purification, you've just got to have the means to purify groundwater if you're going to survive any kind of a real shutdown. And I believe there'll be one at some point somehow. And you know, if nothing else, even when there's occasional, you know, storm emergencies, or as John says, this flood that's coming, you want to have the ability to purify your own water without having to depend on the government authorities. Number two is, we've all got water coming into our homes. And for many of us, it's loaded with either contaminants, chemical infusion, agricultural runoff, and we need to have a means to filter out that whole house water as well. We've got a number of devices that do that. We've got one that's going to come up on the website here very soon, which is called the Helix Energizer, which is a device that I designed about 3 years ago that actually breaks up the molecular bonding of the water to the point where many of these contaminants actually become unviable in terms of damage. You know, they're still present in the water, but they don't retain their structural integrity, and they're not able to do some of the damage that we've seen before. You know, most people think we live in a chemical and solid world, and to some degree we do, but, you know, what's behind all of that is frequencies and the way the body responds to it. And this particular device is very easy to install, very affordable, and is a great way to really, you know, attack any contaminants that might be in your drinking water. Again, called the Helix Energizer. And, of course, our Ready Pure gravity-fed emergency filter.
Real good. Kirk, thanks, sir. We'll have you back next Thursday. We appreciate it.
Sounds great, John. God bless.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.